Hari Om Sahana Vavatu Sahana Bhunaktu Sahaviryam Karavavahai Tejasvinavaditamastoma Vidvishavahai Shanti Shanti Om Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivastari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Shri Krishna Sandarbha, Adhyayana 6, Description of Krishna's Swarup Shakti, page 87. There is another meaning. In reply to Krishna's words, I am indifferent. She replies, O lotus-eyed Lord, I have attraction to the feet of you who have attraction for me. Her attractive nature is described elsewhere by the Lord Himself. Tataham apitach chitto nidram cha na labhe nishi. As Rukmini's mind is fixed on me, my mind is fixed on her. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.53.2. Right, so the devotee is attracted to the Lord in a particular feature. It's not just, it means, because they have a rati. So when they see the Lord, that aspect is what is attractive to them. But it means they have a particular affection that is inspired by particular qualities that he has. Right? Particular qualities, particular dealings, particular interactions. And that's the thing. She's attracted to him who's attracted to her. It means he has those qualities in which he's attracted to her. That's the qualities that she's interested in. So it's not about herself. It's about she's attracted to him in this way, and he reciprocates that, and then she's attracted to that. Does that make sense? No? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why do I, attached to myself, have attraction to you? Your vision is devoid of seeing difference. Ana tirita drishtehe, between me, mayi, your Shakti and yourself, Atman, possessor of the Shakti. Having attraction for me is proper since the Shakti and Shaktiman are non-different, or since the two of us are both perceived as being excellent. Since there is inherent attraction because of our excellence, when you look at me with attraction with it arises, Upatta Rajo Timatra, to increase Bhava or Rati, Asya, that is the highest mercy for us. I affirm belief that in relation to me, indifference does not take place. That is shown elsewhere. This shows that Rukmini is Lakshmi herself. Sukadeva spoke thus the verse. Anuchedas 186 to 187. The manifestation of a Swarup Shakti in Vrindavan is the Braja Gopis. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavita Apis. Tabhir ya eva nijaru pataya kalahabihi. Goloka eva nivasat yakilatma bhuto. Govinda madhi purusham tamaham vajami. I worship the Supreme Lord Govinda, who, though regarding all the inhabitants as his very self, resides in Goloka exclusively with the young gopis, who are embodiments of Madhura Rasa. He accepts them as his wives while they respond to his conjugal affection reciprocally. Brahma Samhita 5.37. Like that here mentions, like, as his wives. Wives means the kind of interaction that you have. So we see that also in the prayers of the gopis, and that they're also talking about him being the husband. Right? So as we said before, Jiva Goswami just brings out those aspects in the tattva aspect. So it's not that he's professing something else, because they're saying it themselves. Tabihi refers to the gopis, since that is how the word is used in the context of the mantra. Kalabihi means with his shaktis. They function as his very sarup, nija rupa taya. Because of their previously described excellence, they are shakti. They are in the category of Lakshmi, since they are a manifestation of the highest perfection. That is also stated elsewhere in Brahma Samhita. Lakshmi sahasra satasam brahma sevyamanam. Govinda is served by hundreds of thousands of Lakshmis. Shriya Kanta Kanta Paramaparusha, the Supreme Person Krishna, and his beloved, who expands as many Lakshmis, exist in Goloka. In Swayambhuva Agama, three special consorts are designated as Sri, Bhu, and Leela. Leela and Neela, same, something like that. The gopis are superior to the Lakshmis situated in Vaikuntha. These gopis are called the Lakshmis of Vrindavan. Para, well, this is Swayambhuva Agama. Okay. Para Nyaser Bhuja Vibhuti Bihi Sa Smiter Bru Vilaser Bajam Majais Kala Kucha Patai Kundaler Ganda Lokahi Svidyan Mukyan Kaver Rasana Grataya Krishna Vadvo Gayantas Tam Tarita Ivata Mega Chakre Vidi Vire Juhu. With feet perform dance step.
Performing?
Yeah, I would say so. Because the other one is hand gesturing, yeah. With feet performing dance steps on the ground, with hands gesturing, with smiles and movements of their brows, with their braids and belts tied tight, their waists bending, their faces perspiring, the garments on their breasts moving this way and that, and their earrings swinging on their cheeks. Krishna's young consorts singing shone like streaks of lightning in a mass of clouds. Srimad Bhagavatam 10:33:7. They are described as Krishna Vadva, Krishna's consorts. In explaining the word Gopijana in the 10-syllable mantra, it is said Gopijana Vidya Kala Prerakaha. The gopis are the functional aspect, kala, of the complete form of vidya, avidya. They are the forms of the highest type of prema, Gopal Tapani Upanishad. Vidya means bhakti because it is said Raja Vidya, Raja Guhya. Bhakti is the king of vidyas, the king of secrets, Bhagavad Gita 9.2. The phrase may be taken as Vidya Kala. They embody prema shakti, which bewilders all the senses. This must be the meaning, since the Lord has no contact with material avidya, ignorance. This is the meaning, which is the alternative to the meaning used by the worshippers of the universal form who know only the powerful aspect of the Lord. Footnote 7. One meaning of the Gopijana given in Gautamiya Tantra is Prakriti and the elements. Right, because everything's expanding from them, so they and Braj, that expands out to all the Lakshmis, and that comes, and then you have Rama Devi, and then that transforms, and then everything is there. Just as you see is that when you're when you're dealing in the knowledge of siksha, then om is the original sound, right? It's the basis of everything, because nod is based on that. It means sound is based on om. And so then from om expands all the syllables of the alphabet. So all the sounds. So om is Krishna, and all the alphabet, that's the shakti. You understand? So like that, it comes everything. Krishna and his internal potency, they come down as everything. There isn't anything that's not coming from them, because there is only him and his energy. Yes? Yeah. Yeah. So the worshippers of the universal form, then they'll see all this, the shaktis and him all connected back like that, but they're seeing it through his power, his greatness, and all that. So the focus is on seeing everything in connection with him, but it's like they're seeing this thing in connection with him. They're not coming to the point that it's him who's the person who this is one of his expansion, pastimes. You understand? It's just how you're looking at it. So they're known as Hiranyagarbhas. So they go up to Brahma. The yogis also go to Brahma Loka. The Hiranyagarbhas go to Brahma Loka. So the the yogis, they go and stay for however long that they have the piety for. Those who then Hiranyagarbhas, then they, because they're absorbed in the Lord, they go to Brahma Loka and stay there until the end of Brahma's life. Then with Brahma, they go back to Godhead. Because they kind of have that mood about he's, you know, connected with the creation and the Lord and something. Yeah. Yo gopan jiva vai atmat vena srishti paryantam ala ti sa gopalo bhavati. He is called Gopala because he accepts the jivas as himself from the beginning to the end of creation. Gopal Tapani Upanishad 2:40. Gopal Tapani Upanishad also explains the word avidya as above. It is said, Hladinya samvid ashlishta satchidananda ishvaraha swa vidya samvrito jiva samklesha nikara karaha. The Lord is eternity, knowledge, and bliss. Embraced by the samvid shakti, and by the Hladini Shakti, the jiva, surrounded by ignorance, undergoes countless suffering. Sridhar Swami commenting on the Vishnu Purana 1.7.6, Hladini Sandini Samvit Tvayeka Sarva Samshraye Hlada Tapa Kari Misra Tvay No Guna Varchite. In you who are devoid of material qualities, the mixture of happiness and distress found in the material world does not exist. Vishnu Purana 1.9.43-45. Right, so the jivas in the material world, these portion of the Sakshita and Ananda, because that's what they're made of, right? And so then in moods and all that, because you do everything through moods, so that'll be then the aspects of Samvit, Samdini, and Ladini. So then everything that hit here, all the attractions, all relationships, all that's coming from the Samvit. Right, but it becomes distorted here on the material platform, and then the Sandini, that will give rise to all the forms, everything like that. Everything that you see, everything means you can see it, you can touch it. That's from Sandini, right? And the Hladini is that distorted form. Then small aspect is then what we call here happiness, right? It means getting rid of problems. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it's all situated on the Lord. You know, Prabhupada gives the example of all the planets. You know, how is Krishna floating all the planets? They're all situated in the sunshine. And the rays of the sun, they're all situated in that. That's how they're floating. Right? So that's then, the sun is the reflection of Brahman. And so through that same thing he does here, just like in the spiritual world, everything is resting on Brahman. That makes sense. His effulgence is all the qualities. So everything is basis is on Krishna's qualities. Yeah?
Yeah. Just going a little back on that, the 10-syllable mantra, it is mentioned that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he chanted that mantra, and obviously he chanted it in a mood of separation. But it appears from Gopal Tapani Upanishad that it is technically possible to chant the same mantra in a mood of union, in a mood of sambhog. Is that right?
You could, but the point is why would you? Depends where you want to end up.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like the saying goes, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Right? So, I mean, why would you want to go that side? Means we're following Lord Chaitanya, whereas we're serving Lord Chaitanya, following Rupa Goswami, we're following Rupa Goswami by following the Acharyas, we're following the Acharyas by following Srila Prabhupada. Then we get a clear picture. Point is we have the 18-syllable mantra. We don't have the 10-syllable.
Yeah.
Right? Because we're going through the stage, Govinda, Gopinath, Madan, Mohan, we're trying to come up to that stage, so that's that. So it has the general, but it also has all the pastimes. But because if he's chanting the 10-syllable, that means he's just focusing on on that aspect of Gopinath and that interaction with him. So he's come to taste those three features of Radharani's love for him, it means that attraction to him, and the taste that she gets from that. So he's just focused on those three. So the three are still there, but it's all within Gopinath.
Right.
So it's not that all those features aren't there, he's just focusing in this way, and that's for him, not for us.
Mm-hmm.
So the mantra, we haven't been given the 10-syllable mantra. Because it's like, what would we do with it? You know? Does that make sense? You know, like, what would happen if you put jet fuel in your, you know, like said, TVS, you know, 50cc? You know, it's just, you know, thing will blow up. so it's just a... I'm sure it would be glorious when you're going down the road and the flames coming out the back. And, but the point is it's not ours. It's not our mantra. So people are always looking, oh, what's that? What's that? You know, but hey, you know, the dog's eating this. You know, why don't you check that out? You know, you didn't get that. You know? You know, why are you going like this? You know, it's always something, something. But who are we? So the thing is, self-realization means knowing who you are. And knowing where you sit. So we're serving those who are serving those who are serving Lord Chaitanya. So if Lord Chaitanya is serving that, but what did we get? You know, that puts our position on how we can take part in all those. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's just tasting that mood, and then you can see is that In his pastimes on Delila, that I think there's one time when he was taking the mood of the maidservants and making arrangements and all that. Does that make sense? But otherwise, he was just in the mood of Radharani being with Krishna. And so since we're not going to be Radharani with Krishna, unless you're a Mayavadi, then it's not our mantra. You know, so that might be Radharani's mantra. So, therefore, here's, you know, Lord Chaitanya's chanting it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So there's always that thing is, I'm going to get something more. No, this is the cheating mentality. We want to win the lottery. I'll just put in 10 rupees and I'll get back, 100 crores. It's all just cheating. The point is we've been given our mantra, you follow it, and all things like that. So, You could, but we don't have that mantra in the first place, so why would we be then discussing, is it chanted in separation, is it chanted in, union, is that, we don't have the mantra in the first place. We have the 18th syllable. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So all it is how you say, Krishna and Govinda are not in his mantra. He just goes right to the last part.
Yeah.
You know, but it's not our mantra. We don't use it. We don't use it in puja. You know, it's just there. Just like some use the mantra, the 10-syllable, but they're using a different part, and it's for the gopas, for worshipping him as a cowherd boy.
Yeah.
You know, so that's the thing, is that this mantra being the, basically you can say the mula mantra for the Kam Gayatri, then it has all the different aspects for the different devotees. So we take what we're given, and then we'll end up where we're supposed to be. Otherwise, who knows where you're going to end up? You know, I mean, I'm sure that, Timbuktu, the Sahara. You know, one time it used to be all green and lovely, but it's not so much now. So I'm not sure if you want to end up there. Is that?
Yeah,
because otherwise then there's always that thing of, oh, hey, what's that? You know, maybe I can get more like that. It's like, how much can you eat? How much can you do? Yeah, he put that on this. Like, what do you want? You can eat. Elephant eats how much? Prabhupada says 40 kilos, I think, just in one meal. So go for it. You know, saying elephant possession, getting their basket of potatoes. You know, get down there, go for it. Of course, you might get whacked on the head by the elephant, but so one should know who one is. and know who the Lord is and know his energies, then you can distinguish. Otherwise, this isn't about ourselves, it's material. Surrender to Krishna for his pleasure. So by us chanting that, how is it pleasurable to Krishna? We're given the Gopal mantra, so all these three features of Krishna. Yeah. So then here is that the avidya kala means then you have the aspect is it has the jivas, all that. So he's accepting the jivas, his energies, all these different things are all part of the Lord, like that. The Lord is eternity. Did I do the second one? Okay. The Lord is eternity, knowledge, and bliss, embraced by the Samvit Shakti and by the Haladini Shakti. Right? So then you have the Samvit and the Haladini embracing the Lord. So then you're always going to have that aspect of bhakti, because when you combine Samvit and Haladini, you get bhakti shakti. The jiva surrounded by ignorance undergoes countless suffering. Right, so him giving up ignorance or giving up the Lord, he suffers. But if he gives up that ignorance and turns towards the love, that Lord, that suffering goes. In you who are devoid of material qualities, the mixture of happiness and distress found in the material world does not exist. So the Lord doesn't have that. We absorb it in him, we'll also be happy.
So Maharaj, in the beginning of Bhakti Sandarbha, on this point of jiva having ignorance, it said that there are three types of abhava, ignorance in general. The first is called atyanta abhava, means the absolute non-existence of knowledge. Means you didn't have knowledge previously, you didn't have now, you will not have in future. And there is next one is tadvamsa abhava, means absence by distraction. Previously you had, but it is destroyed now. And in future also, you may or may not have. And then the third one is praga bhava, means previously you don't have, previous non-existence, but it will appear in some time later, it can appear. Then Jiva Goswami says that the jiva's ignorance is of praga bhava, it's not
the last one.
The last one. Previously, you didn't have knowledge about the Lord, but in future,
you can have.
It's not the first or the second one. It's not that we had and it got destroyed.
We just didn't have.
This is knowledge in reference to the...
Yeah, because if you know the Lord, then why would you go away? Because that's also one of the things. If you know the Lord, how can you fall down?
Also, bliss.
So that's how then the idea is, then before we came from Brahman, right? But then the Prabhupada's talking about all the living entities floating in Brahman, because everything's floating in Brahman. We're floating in Brahman here, but that doesn't mean... See, it's our illusion that we take it when the jivas are floating in Brahman, that means impersonal. But the point is everything's floating. The planets are floating in Brahman, so that means because the planet is floating in Brahman, then it doesn't exist. There's no variety, there's no forms, there's no personality. So... His Brahman, his all his qualities, but they're in an impersonal state, means they can be perceived that way. That it's general. Then from that you can get a distortion where you think it's negative, but actually it's not negative. It's just all his qualities. So then you have that aspect of the everything's floating in there. So. That doesn't mean that's where they come from. They say they fell from Brahman. They fell from the platform of being neutral towards the Lord. That's the Brahman platform. The Brahma-Bhuta platform is the neutral state. That's the spiritual state. Then from there, then you go up. Then you start to have knowledge of the Lord. Once you have that, why would you leave that? Right? So therefore then that neutral state, then they come. But it's the nature, because Satchitananda, Krishna is Satchitananda, so for us to have that understanding and knowledge, that's inherent. We just have to take advantage. Does that make sense? So all these difficulties come up because of looking at things from mundane logic and mundane time and space. So than difficulty. You know, and our own perception of karma and jnana, because material knowledge means karma or jnana. So we'll always interpret everything like that. Yes, no?
This one is really tricky. I mean, it will start in Bhakti Sandarbha.
Yeah, it starts, Bhakti Sandarbha starts with that.
Yeah.
Because then the opposition immediately will jump up on that argument, like you mentioned. Because it sounds like it's not inherent, it's inherited.
No, it sounds, but that's not what it's saying. So that's the thing, is we push our own interpretation because we want an impersonal result or a result of karma. Because the point is if you look at it, what's the bottom line? If this is the basis, then it's not inherent. Why should I work? That is straight up front my impersonalism. Straight up front. Means I don't get the results, I don't work. I get the results, I work. So they want to see I get the results, so I'm going to work. So it's the view is totally mundane. That it's being covered by the point there, because how do you have opposition to the acharyas? If you're opposed to the acharyas, how do you call yourself a devotee? I mean, we wouldn't really want to get down to it. I mean, it's like, how long are we going to have to deal with these so-called bogus arguments? You know, I've been hearing them since when the devotees went over, they went for Harinam or something like that, and then when they dropped in on one of the swamis across the river, and then somebody has to ask them about the jivas and where they came from, even though Prabhupada explained it, said don't talk to them, and it's not a point for discussion. They have to ask because they're so brilliant. And all that, and then he gives an answer that's different from Prabhupada, and that's been the problem ever since. Because they don't understand, you can't, if you, with mundane intelligence, you can't understand the point. And they demand to use their mundane intelligence, their logic, their this, it doesn't make sense, it has to be this, it has to, who said it has to be? Who are we? We create stuff, I said it, I'm your sankalpa. Therefore, because I said it, it's happening. It's kind of like, who are they kidding? The point is if you say the jiva falls from Brahman, no one asks another question. They just leave it alone. You know? That's what it's for. You know? You know, hey, can we go in the basement and play? No, the boogeyman will get you. Okay, that's it. No one talks anymore. How the boogeyman got there, what's that? If there is a boogeyman, no one asks. It's just, okay, don't go down there. You know, a boogeyman will get you. You know what I'm saying? So that, was it? Yeah, is it Russian? You have the name for the boogeyman?
Yeah, Babaida.
Yeah. Yeah, so he's in the basement like that, you know.
Yes. Also, this commentary of Sridhar Swami, he says that Lord is eternity, knowledge and bliss, embraced by the Sanghit Shakti and Ladini Shakti. So, from the Sanghini point of view, we are also eternal and all. So when we say the knowledge is inherent, because we belong to the superior Paraprakriti, so it's natural for us to develop this knowledge, but unless we embrace the Samvit and Ladini Shaktis.
Which is Bhakti. You won't get it.
We won't get it.
Yeah. So they're trying to get it by karma and jnana, which every Shastra everywhere says you can't get it. But they demand, no, I can get it through this. It's kind of like you're talking about fools here. Straight up front fools. And being a fool has nothing to do with your IQ, has nothing to do with your degrees, has nothing to do with your age, position, wealth, anything. You know, I've said caste, creed, or color. You know, it has nothing to do with any of that. It means you're a fool because you don't know the Lord. And so here they're saying, he's embraced by Samvit and Ladin. So therefore then the existence is already there, but we demand, oh, through existence I'll know, but he's embraced by Samvit and Ladin. So, it's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. It can't happen. It's wishful thinking. And so all it is that by thinking like this, it just means I don't have to be so serious about devotional service because it seems confusing. Even though in my day-to-day life, I don't know whether I'm going to, you know, eat here or eat there or do this or do that, but somehow another life goes on because, you know, that confusion is all about the, you know, that's what makes the flavor. So all it is that they just add that into their spiritual life and then somehow another go on. But if you want to go back to Godhead, you have to have an interest in serving the Lord. Right? Means, in other words, nishtha turns into ruchi when there's an interest to actually, you know, have that, you know, I say, be absorbed in the Lord. Like that. So, So at some point people have to give this up as a sense gratification, because that's all it is. It's just sense gratification. It just is intellectual speculation and like this and that. So that's the thing, is that it's speculation here on the intellect. Some it's more on the intellect, some it's more on the mind. If they get into mysticism, it's speculation but on the mind side. And if they get into analytical, it's on the intelligence side. You know? Or they get into the thing of who am I and am I this and that. You've been told who you are. No, but who really am I? This is what you are. No, but, you know, so then it's just speculation on the platform of ego. Because then it's about, you know, upgrading and moving up and like that and, you know. So it's just, it's all based on the subtle body and polluted consciousness. So at some point they have to leave it. Because they can't argue it. They can only doubt. That's the thing. There is no argument. There's only doubt. No matter what you say, give the evidence, no, but. And they'll go back to the same buts. You know what I'm saying? That's the difficulty with but. You only have one of them. So it doesn't matter what happens if you use but. It's always the same thing. Huh?
Yeah.
Right. In other words, butts are for sitting on, not for using as your brains. You know, like the what do you call it? You know, someone does something that's very clever, tuchus. No.
Yeah.
Okay, can move on. Because there is no answer to these things. This is what's being discussed by the Acharyas. And on the platform is there, it's the same old, same old.
I mean, the answer, it sounds like that it is inherent, that it will be inherited. That's what.
The example is given of the baby. When the baby is born, does he have a dynamic relationship with his parents? He's just born. He comes out yelling and screaming. Right? Then, by interaction, it develops. It's inherent in the child to develop that.
Yeah.
You know, just like you see, like a baby deer is there, very small, like that. Somehow it gets separated from the mother. When it sees humans, it'll walk over to them like, you know, okay, mommy's big, you're big, you know, so you'll take care of me like mommy. You know, and you interact and all that, and they'll come right up to you. You can feed them, do this and that, but then when the mommy comes, they go back to their mom. You know, except for Bambi. Right? So, the point is inherent. They're saying inherent means it has to be right there. And I'm right there in the middle of the rasa dance, you know, like that. And if it's not that, then it's just, but this is all mundane. This is just their own projection onto something. You know? Because they're saying, oh, without this, how can you do? So, okay, then let's go with this. Okay, bring $1 million, then we'll talk bhakti. You don't have no money, why should we talk bhakti? You're a loser, you know? Yeah, forget it. Get out of here. You know? Can you bench press, you know, 500 kilos? If you can, we'll talk. If not, forget it. You know? And they say, you know, can you raise your eyebrow and then Indra and everybody else cowers in fear? Then we can talk. You know? Or the best one, Shankaracharya's. First take sannyas, then we'll talk. Otherwise, you're attached and you're dealing with all these things from mundane attachment. So until you give that up, it's not even use talking. I mean, absolutely no use. On these things, you can go on for... I remember one devotee I was talking to, 3 years. And this was a guy who was smart. Knew the philosophy. And 3 years arguing the point. Then finally he goes, oh, okay. But then he only accepted that I could say it. But if anybody else said it, he wouldn't accept it. He'd argue and fight with them. You know, but then the point is to argue and fight, or is it to find answers? So that's all I've seen. It's just a point of argument, because argument is so much easier than surrendering to Krishna. Surrendering to Krishna, you actually have to do something. Arguing, you can just waste time, you know. You have so many ways to waste time. You have jalpa, you have, what is it, you know, all those different ones. You know, it's like four of them that just waste time. They have nothing to do with them. I think in English you have what's called stonewalling. Anything they say, you just don't even acknowledge it. Like, I don't know if you ever saw that. What do you call it? There was that one kind of famous presidential debate between Trump and Biden.
I didn't see
that. Anything. Biden would just start talking. Immediately Trump would start talking. Just anything he said, just as soon as he got the idea what he was talking about. So, you know, about the wall, and then he'll just start talking.
Who won?
It's hard to say. I mean, it's lovely to say Trump won, because Biden couldn't say anything and he got really frustrated, and Trump didn't. But at the same time, as if you're talking about character, then, you know, you could say Trump lost, because who does that? You know, it's supposed to be gentlemen having a nice discussion for the benefit of the population, you know, so they want to know who does what and that. So it was uncalled for. But it works. He was so frustrated, he wouldn't have another talk with him. You know, I think later they discussed something, and then they had to have an arbitrator that would turn off the mic. So you could talk, it'll just turn off the mic, you know. So then it was controlled. You know? It's just saying, it's just insane. So that's the whole point, is you can just go on and on and on and on, but whose pleasure is it? It's just your own, that you can hear, you know, sound coming out of your mouth, and I guess it keeps the tip of your nose warm because of the hot air or something. I don't know. It's just like, if you want to go back to Godhead, this absolutely has no value for you to discuss, but they make it the crux. It's a topic not to discuss, but they make it, without discussing this, we can't even take, you know, seriously surrender to Krishna. It's kind of like, who said that? Whose rule is that? You made that rule up. It didn't come from Krishna. It's not descending. You know? So it just manifests in your own heart? Then where does that come from? It's not descending. That means it's just the modes of nature. Therefore, the mode of ignorance has overwhelmed you and very cleverly gets you to not surrender to Krishna by you being, oh, unless I have these answers, I can't move forward. You don't have the answers how the bus system works. You don't know. You don't know if that bus guy, you know, is he a vegetarian? Is he following the four of the principles? You know, is the guy that made the routes is doing that? The guy, where does the money go? Are they all pure devotees? So you get on the bus without asking any of these questions. And with faith, you sit on the bus and get off when it stops. But when it comes to spiritual, no, unless we know everything, we don't know like this. What's the tire pressure in the bus? Why are you getting on the bus if you don't know the tire pressure? You know? And if he says, okay, 32, you know, okay, is that the front or back? You know? And in the back, it's got inside ones and outside ones. Are they both the same? You know, so you know, it's just a waste of time. But people take satisfaction in it because they like to argue. They get a taste out of it. They get a taste out of, see, I don't have to surrender because no one can answer. And even if you answer it, they can't accept it. So that's the whole point. Yeah. The word Vallabha means the inspiration for the various pastimes of the gopis. Vallabha means husband, since Durvasa explained to the gopis, Savo hi Swami, he is your husband. It is said that some had practiced this position in previous births. This is one type. The others were Nitya Siddhas. Right, so you have the Nitya Siddhas who are always his in relation, and then there's those who have been practicing that have come up through the process. Tabir Vituta Shokabhir Bhagavan Achuto Vitaha Vyaro Chata Dikam Tata Purushas Shaktibhir Yata. Encircled by the gopis, who are now relieved of all distress, Krishna, perfect in himself, without fault, shone forth, more splendid than previously. My dear King, Krishna thus appeared as the Lord encircled by his spiritual potencies. Srimad Bhagavatam 10:32-10. Yata here means suitably rather than as if. Thus he shone more profusely. This is because he is the sole revealer of his shaktis. Right? So, since one has a particular mood that he's trying to get to, means Krishna's to Bhagavan Swayam. Therefore, you have to interpret the verses of the Veda in that context. You can say that, no, but according to, you know, the etymology, it means this. But the etymology, sometimes these words have 10, 12 meanings. You've decided to choose this. But which one matches Krishna's two Bhagavan Swayam? You may say, well, that's very, very, what do you call it, obscure meaning. But that's the one that's the worst. You know, just like saying, you know, like say, go to someone's, you have a meal and all that. And, you know, so how was the meal? Yeah, very nice, very filling, you know, very good. So what did I just say? You understand? It's obscure. You know, so that's the thing, is that somehow or another, sometimes we take it, yeah, we want direct, we want bold, we want, you know, like this. And other times, then no one likes that. So it's just a matter of where it fits. So depending on the verse, the context, who it's being talked to, it may be more obvious or less obvious. But the point is Krishna's Tu Bhagavan Swayam being the central verse of the Vedas, then you have to interpret everything in that context. Right? Because otherwise the words have a variety of meaning, and in different situations mean different things, but you have to see it. If it's not giving that conclusion, then you're using the wrong translation.
Also interestingly, the description of different sections of the Vedas and Puranas is described in the 12th canto towards the end of Bhagavata. Just to establish the point, now that you understood all this, then you can utilize all the Vedic knowledge favorably towards practice of bhakti. Mm. And Bhakti Sandarbha also starts with that. Then I could just relate why the 12th canto towards the end it's mentioned. Because then Jiva Goswami first describes about this knowledge, then he says, actually all the scriptures are meant to teach for the they are actually teaching favorability towards the Lord and favorability towards devotional service.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we don't take it that way, then it's our own problem.
Yes, it's our own problem. And we can stay here. Because the point is you might say, the Dharana Shakti will give you facility for eternity if you want. But if you want to go back to Godhead, you have to follow the Acharyas. Because you can say, no, but I, you know, that then we're just blind thinking. But you're blind as it is, and you think you're thinking. But that process that you're calling thinking is based on what? You have to think based on your impressions. So you have mundane impressions, so your thinking process is mundane. You won't get a spiritual result. That's why then you see the Acharyas going through logically, step by step. Then they go close to one of your impressions, then show a context and how that's through analogies and how Krishna is like this. You know, and then having improved the quality of your impressions, Now that's been imposed. You've added that spirit. Now then you can start going. You have faith in the spiritual, then you can move forward. But just on logic, you can't, because your logic is always going to be subjective. It doesn't matter who they are, how many letters after their name. If they're analyzing things without the spiritual knowledge, then they are subjective, 100%. They say, I'm objective, but their subjectivity is, I'm objective. Oh, I'm the objective one. He's the subjective one. But that's my subjective opinion about him, and my subjective opinion about myself. So however you break it down, there is no glorious position to their arguing these points. It's just none. You know, they can say it's very important, but so many things say it's important. I mean, it's just like in America, you have this area on the East Coast, there's a set of mountains called the Appalachians. And somehow or another, it means when the folks came over from the British Isles, then, you know, one of the groups were the, I think they call them there's a name, Irish Scots or something. They were Scottish from north that they brought down and settled in some parts of Ireland or something. So they're actually Scottish, but they've been in Ireland for, you know, hundreds of years or more. And so they kind of are like that, but their background is that. Plus they're all Celts, you know, so there's not so much difference. But they came over, so some of them, you know, we saw set up in New York and around that area and all that, very sophisticated and that. And others went down farther down there and into the mountains there. You know, so very, you know, personal and kind of people and pleasant and very nice. You go there, they're very hospitable. You know, I mean, interacting, they're very nice. But you do have this thing where there's two families there called the Hatfields and the McCoys. And they've been fighting for, you know, I don't know, 150 years. Over a pig. You know? Maybe it was three pigs, but whatever it was. And in this fight, you know, somebody gets drunk, this, that, whatever, then somebody gets injured and all that, then it escalates and all that, and so every now and again, whenever they have an opportunity, they... So it's not going to go away. This idea is, no, I'll clear all the doubts. And you're not. You can only buy... Having that aspect of seeing that it all is correct, so I have faith. Like, you know, are you analyzing every bus? When you get onto the bus, then again, you say, oh, you know, where's this going? Oh, we're going down to, you know, 5th and 27th. Says, are you sure you're going there? You're not going to turn here? No, we're going to go straight. How do I know you're not going to go straight? So because the bus is going straight, that's what we're doing. But how do I know? How can you prove to me that you're going to go straight? I won't get on this bus and go, and, you know, until I know you can prove to me that you're going to this place. So what do you do with a guy like that? You toss him off the bus. You know, because you're wasting everybody else's time. Absolutely wasting everybody else's time. So that's the whole thing, is like that, you know. How do I know it's going to digest and all that? Because your body digests. How do I know? How do you, so intellectually, you know why that works. And so therefore, you just have faith. You put it in your mouth and you digest. So that's the thing. Everything we're doing on the Monday platform is happening on faith. But when it comes to, you know, with no analyzation. But when it comes to spiritual, unless I can analyze it down to the, you know, nanometer, you know, I'm not accepting it. So the point is all that was they don't want to accept, they don't want to surrender. That's the bottom line. They just want to have something to argue over. It gives them identity. It gives them meaning, life. You know, it's like you have the guy that... You know, he spent his whole life, this guy killed his father, and he spends his whole life preparing for it, and that finally he finds the guy, and this and that, and they have their few, you know, the little tete-a-tete, and this, and then he kills him. Now what does he do with the rest of his life? He has absolutely no idea. The only thing he had in his life was to kill this guy. Now he's killed him. He doesn't know how to do anything else. Absolutely not. So now what does he do? Very common thing. Now what do you do? You know? You get an idea in their head and you can't function. You have no identity other than this. So This is all it is. They argue and this and that. Then they don't want it to be answered because their identity's gone. I'm the so-called smart guy who argues over these points because no one else does. They just blind following, but I'm so enlightened. I see all these things. It's like, yeah. And then encircled by the gopis.
The gopio, next verse.
Oh. Gopio labvachutam kantam shriya ekanta vallabham grihita kantyas tad dorbhyam gayantyas tam vijahrire. Having attained as their intimate lover, Achyuta, the exclusive consort of the goddess of fortune, the gopis enjoyed great pleasure. They sang his glories as he held their necks with his arms. Srimad Bhagavatam 10:33-14. The gopis are also Lakshmi, Shriha, having attained attractive Krishna, Kantam, who enjoys by himself being celibate, a Kanta Valapam. They sang. Sukadev spoke thus the verse. Yeah. Under Chaitanya 188. The gopis are in the highest position because they are predominated by the most excellent prema rasa, a special function of the essence of Ladini Shakti. That is explained in Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavidabhihi. I always think that when he walks out, we should get out something to eat and all that, and then stop when he comes back. And just something funny, you know. They are the counterpart of Krishna's special prema rasa, Brahma Samhita 5:30. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa means special prema rasa. By their manifestation of intense prema, Krishna reveals the highest satisfaction with them. By this, his desire to enjoy with them arises. Right, so their manifestation of intense prema, Krishna reveals the highest satisfaction with them. So, because their prema is so intense and so full directed at him, he's very satisfied because of that. That's what then inspires them to serve more. Like Rukmini mentioned before, is that Krishna's, his attraction for me, that's what then they want to please him more. So they've served and he's pleased. So his being attractive means he's pleased because he's Atmarama. So unless it's actually bringing pleasure to him, why would he be interacting? Right? So then they become more inspired to serve. Krishna, the Supreme Lord, upon seeing those autumn nights scented with blossoming jasmine flowers, taking shelter of his yoga maya, decided to fulfill the desires of the gopis. Srimad Bhagavatam 10:29-1. He took shelter of yoga maya, his Sarup Shakti, which accomplishes the impossible in order to produce excellence in his pastimes. He engaged her for that purpose. Sukadeva spoke thus the verse. So you have that element, is that he took shakal of yoga maya, sup shakya, which accomplishes the impossible. Right? And you have that, what is it, that I think it's in Chanakya Niti, where he says that, I think it's women, children, kings, wealthy people, and fools. They all want the impossible. So now if you're focused on Krishna and fully absorbed in Krishna, surrendered to Krishna, the impossible is possible. Therefore, one should strive for worshipping that person who is Sati Sankalpa. Then the impossible happens. Anucheda 189. Their names are given in Bhavishya Purana, Uttarakhanda, in a discussion between Krishna and Yudhishthir concerning Mala Dvadasi. Hear from me the names of the principal gopis, O king. The 10 gopis are Gopali, head of a group friendly with Chandravali, Palika, friendly with Chandravali, Dunya, an unmarried gopi, footnote 8, Ujjvala Nilamani 335. Dunya is the head of the unmarried gopis, the real small ones. Yeah, they live in their father's house and like that, and they're really young. But, you know, that mood, conjugal mood towards Krishna is awakened, so they're, you know, it means that they're just unmarried and they're young. So she's the head of that group. Vishaka, Radha Shaki with her own group, as well as Danishta, Lalita Shaki, footnote 9. She's mentioned among the 64 important gopis and Radha Krishna Ganadesh Deepika. Radha, Lalita, Anuradha. Oh, Lalita's Anuradha, okay. Chandravali, Somabha, Radha's chief competitor. She's also known as Soma. Okay, Somabha, Chandra, and Soma, okay. Taraka, Radha's Shaki, somewhat distant. Or Dasami, 10. She's mentioned in Vidagdha Madhava, 726. However, Mukunda Goswami's in commentary says that Taraka and Palika represent the imposing and neutral groups. Who's Mukunda Goswami?
No,
okay. He's our Mukunda Goswami. No, not that. Okay. But it's also, it's not that it can't be. Taraka, Radha, Shaki, somewhat distant. He says that they may be imposing a neutral group. The point is this, it's her friend, but it doesn't mean that she's not with someone, maybe serving with if she is in a distant group, but it means that they have a relationship. So it's not that there's going to be a problem. Dasami is another name of Taraka. In Skanda Purana, Dvaraka Mahatmya, Lalita gives the names of 8 gopis. Lalita, Shyama, Danya, Vishaka, Radha, Shaivya, Padma, and Bhadra. Since the Agamas state that the gopis number in the hundreds of millions, one should understand that there are other gopis besides those mentioned, known through scriptures and by common knowledge. Among all the gopis who are the functions of the highest sweet prema, Sri Radhika is the highest essence, since she is shown to be the pinnacle of the highest prema. This is revealed in Priti Sandarbha. She has the highest excellence of prema. All the other shaktis, such as Aishwarya, not too much respected, follow after her. In Vrindavan, Sri Radhika is Lakshmi Swayam. To indicate her chief position among the gopis, she is given the name ruler of Vrindavan. In the discussion between Shonaka and Narada, it is said, Vrindavana dipatyam cha dattam tasyai pratyushyata krishnena yatra devi tu radha vrindavane vane. Pleased with her, Lord Krishna made Radha the queen of Vrindavan. In other places, she is Lakshmi, but in Vrindavan forest, she is Sri Radha. Padma Purana 5.77.39. So her expansion is otherwhere. As Krishna expands, as she expands to, as his consort, then she's Lakshmi. Right? But in Vrindavan, then she is Sri Radha. In other places, Devi presides, but in the forest called Vrindavan, Radhika alone presides. Skanda and Matsu Puranas also say, Varanasyam Pilash Lakshi Vimala Purushottame Rukmini Dvaravatyam Cha Radha Vrindavane Vane. In Varanasi, Vishalakshi presides. In Puri, Vimala presides. In Dwarka, Rukmini presides. And in Vrindavan, Radha presides. Because they all share the nature of Shakti, Lakshmi, Sita, Rukmini, and Radha are all counted along with Devi, Durga. But the difference is that others in the list are like Lakshmi, whereas Durga or Devi is not of the same nature. Gopal Tapani Upanishad and Rama Tapani Upanishad explain that they arise from Krishna's Sarup. Radha is described in Rudra Yamala. You ever heard of Rama Tapani Upanishad?
Also Krishna Upanishad.
Krishna. I think the boys, we taught the boys Krishna Upanishad. Really short. Bhuja dvaya yuta Krishna nakadachir chatur bhujaha gopyai kaya yutas tatra pari kri dati sarvada. Krishna has two arms and never four. Along with one gopi, he plays in Vrindavan eternally. Okay, that's Rudra Yamala. Her nature as Surup Shakti is indicated by eternally playing with Krishna in Vrindavan with mutually indestructible bonds. Ekaya, with one, indicates that Radha is the chief among the gopis. In Brihad Gautamiya Tantra, Krishna speaks to Balaram. I am the three principles. Tattva, case, and paratva, spiritual energy. The form of these three is Radhika, my consort. I am beyond Prakriti, and she is my Shakti. Situated in Sattva, I am complete. Engaged in the consciousness of Brahman, requested by Brahma, I appear in the world in various yugas with Radha, for destroying the enemies of the devatas. So she's all these. Sees all the three, and he's Sattva effect, because then having taken spiritual energy and then according to case you apply it, then you get an effect. So that effect is his pleasure. So then he's,
I think Tattva means cosmos, case doesn't mean much.
But it can also be, depending on what case it is, then it's going to be, if it's possession, you know, all those different cases that are there. So in other words, it has the dynamic aspect of the mood and what's being done and how it's, in other words, relationship. So you have energy, just energy itself. You have the thing like that, and then the effect is going to be the transcendental bhava, you know, there are the what's there. Because sometimes you see they'll list it this way, starting from the top down instead of going, generally you see Sandini Ladi, but otherwise Ladini, Sambit, Sandini. You know, like that. Or Ichakriya Jnana, they go from top down. Sattvam means effect, and Tattvam means cause. Oh, you mean saying cause instead of case.
Yeah.
Superior to that is para. I am these three. Yeah, so you could change it to cause. Maybe it's just that you got left out, because that's all the difference between it. But at the same time, it still works as case. But if he's saying cause, then better to put cause. Superior to that is para. I am these three. Devi Krishna Mayi Prokta. You know, or you can look at it and also the others, that you have the transcendental position and cause and effect, but we see this also works on all the platforms. Devi Krishna Mayi Prokta Radhika Paradevata Sarva Lakshmi Mayi Sarva Kanti Sammohini Para. Radha, non-different from Krishna, is the supreme Devata. All Lakshmis reside within her. She has all beauty, bewilders everyone, and is supreme. Gautamiya Tantra. Rik Parishta says, Radhaya Madhavo Devo Madhaven Naiva Radhika Vibra Jante Janeshva. Radha shines with Krishna, and Krishna shines with Radha among the people everywhere. Ah indicates everywhere. That Radha is supremely endowed with all good fortune is seen in Adi Varaha Purana concerning her kunda. Also one should see Anya Radito Nunam in Bhagavata. analysis of the first verse of Bhagavatam to indicate Radha. In the first verse of Bhagavatam, this meaning is also found. In that verse, a meaning showing the great powers of the two should be found, just as previously other meanings were found. A meaning indicating the highest sweetness should be found also. Anvayat means he follows her, since attachment to Radha, the form of Shakti of the highest bliss, exists at all times, since she is his second form, Itaras Cha. She, Yata, alone is the cause, Janma, of Madhura Rasa Adhi. That the two are the leaders of astonishing pastimes in Madhura Rasa is indicated. He is skillful, Abhigya, at all times of pastimes, Arte Shu, and she shines by her own self, Swarat. 11. Krishna follows Radha, his alternative form at all times, since she is the source of Madhuri Rasa. He is skillful at all pastimes, she shines by her own power. Interesting. He is skillful. Right? So you say someone skillful, he's expert. Right? Like
that. So one part.
Yeah. In describing the astonishing forms of the two, the Lord must show great mercy to me, Vyasadeva. The Lord bestows Shabda Brahma, Tene Brahma, which describes the Lord's pastimes through the heart to me, Veda Vyasa Adikavaye, who first began describing his pastimes. Simultaneous to starting this endeavor, he revealed in my heart that great Purana completely. This is explained in the 7th chapter of the first canto. The devotees like Shesha were bewildered about her beauty and qualities, Muhyanti Yatsurayaha. Starting to describe her, they cannot understand. If she does not give mercy, I cannot describe even a drop of her pastimes, even though I have received the great mercy of Krishna. Only this much I could describe. Right, so Krishna may give so much realization, but he's Atmarama. But then if you're going to get understanding of Radha, that means that she herself has to reveal. That's because then you have the right mood to be engaged nicely in Krishna's service under her direction. Then she may reveal herself. I cannot describe even a drop of her pastimes, even though I have received the great mercy of Krishna. Only this much I could describe. Tais tai padais tat padavim anvichantyo grato bala vadvada padai su prakritani vilo yarta sama pruvan. The gopis began following Krishna's path, as shown by his many footprints. But when they saw that these prints were thoroughly intermixed with those of his dearest consort, they became perturbed and spoke. Srimad Bhagavatam 10:30-26. Right, so again, that word vadva, like that. Their astonishing forms are described. They spread their beauty in such a way, yata, that the elements exchange their natures, vinimayaha. The sentence is not complete in Sanskrit. They spread their beauty is not written in the verse. Because being defeated by their bhava, Vyasa could not describe it properly. For instance, by the manifestation of beauty from their toenails, the moonlight, tejaha, becomes dull like water or earth, vadi mridam, losing its quality of brilliance. By contacting the sound of the flute, river water rises up like flames of fire and becomes like earth or stone, motionless. Earth and stone, by their flashing, abundant beauty, become bright like fire, and by the sound of the flute become liquid like water. All this is well known in descriptions of their pastimes. While she is present, the three Shaktis, Sri, Bhu, and Nila, Tri Sargaha, are the manifestation of the three Shaktis in the three places of Dwarka, Mathura, and Vrindavan, become useless, Mrisha. Or in Vrindavan alone, when she is present, three types of gopis, according to dealings in rasa, Suhrid, Udasina, neutral, and Pratipaksha, inimical, in relation to the group leader, are rendered useless. So then maybe you should put after Surid and practice friendly or favorable. This means that in front of the wealth of Radha's qualities, all of them have no meaning for Krishna. We saw by that verse before that when they're following, they're looking for Krishna, and then when they find his footprints, then it's mixed with Radharani's footprints. We should meditate on them. The word tat is understood, but not written in the last line, to correspond with yat, previously mentioned in the verse. The two persons are considered one, yat, because the couple has attained non-difference by having the supreme bhakti shakti, or by the intensity of the rasa of mahabhava. It is in the neuter form consideration of generality. What is their nature? Through their influence, dhamna svena maya kuhakam, in the form of the inimical party of jarati and others, an obstacle to their pastimes is always destroyed. They are nitya siddha, satyam, by their natures just described, or they have become fixed, satyam, in giving profuse bliss without cessation by mutual gestures, etc. They are superior to all, param, since no one else can nourish, astonish the universe by such unprecedented qualities and pastimes. Footnote 12. Let us meditate on Radha and Krishna, the supreme couple, eternally fixed in their qualities, who destroy all obstacles to their pastimes by their influence. In this verse, a unique quality is described by different conditions with ease. When two objects in an implied comparison have the same quality, it is the ornament called prati vastu pama. Footnote 13. Prati vastu pama takes place when the object of comparison is introduced as the subject of another situation, which manifests the relevant common property, and when the comparative particle is absent. An example is the following. There is not even one who resembles you among victorious kings, but then, I guess a coral tree has no imitator either. Right? So just as you're showing that, what do you call it, that no one resembles you, just like no one resembles the coral tree. You know, the coral tree is like, there's nothing else like a coral tree. So.
Yeah.
So like that. In this verse, there are a series of comparisons called Upamiti Mala Prati Vastu Pama. Footnote 14. The intense power of their beauty is implied by showing how fire, water, and earth in a series exchange their qualities in the couple's presence. Right? So being in the presence, so water becomes like fire, you know, fire becomes like water, you know, by me, so like stone, water becomes like fire. They all change. The liquid, they become solid, they're solid, they become liquid. You know, so all that, you have both the opposite things, so when the both of them are together, you have the opposites, and then their moods and all that kind of thing. The same is implied by showing the uselessness of Sri Bhu and Nila. Nila. So then, you know, those aspects there is that she's embodiment of all that, and then her shakis are imbued with her potency. So it takes on. So it's, therefore, that's why then the Lakshmis and all that, though it's her expansion, and they're, of course, on that level, are imbued with her shakti on that level. But it doesn't compare to Vrindavan. Vrindavanness is no comparison. When two objects are intimately connected together by suitability of qualities, the ornament is called sama. Okay. So that also means the musical quality. It means we're saying sama, the musical quality. It also means the, what do you call it? It means all of them, all the qualities are suitably put together. Because if you put the wrong thing, it ends up different. Like, it wasn't suitable in the verse when, what was his name? He wanted to get an enemy, Indra. Tvashta, yeah. So he said something short instead of long. Mm-hmm. But because it'll be from Atharva Veda, the Atharva Veda uses, I think it's called pratyaya, this mark, that where it belongs in the grammar, it goes above a short syllable. And so that short syllable on its own would be the middle note and short. But because of this mark, it becomes a upper note and long. So he missed that. And so therefore it got reversed. Right? And because it's Vedic Sanskrit, that's why you'll get that those who know classical Sanskrit don't understand that. And I've seen discussions where they're discussing how it can't mean this and this and that, and look at the word, and they're talking all the grammar and all, you know, talking big. But the point is if Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami says that's what happened, and Prabhupada's also then supporting that, what's their position to discuss it on that level, that like it's got a mistake? Because in their minds, doesn't have, you know. Does that make sense? You know, it's just like I have my tricycle. You know, how are you going to drive a Lamborghini? Where are the things to make it go around, to make it move? You know, so therefore, you know, it can't be a good vehicle. It's just, you know, people say it's not useful. Look at me, it's sitting there. I'm riding around my tricycle. You know, what are they doing? Does that make sense? Yes. So, by this order, so that wasn't sama, it wasn't matching, and so therefore it got the wrong result. By this ornament, the two are indicated to become one remarkable entity, surpassing all others, param. Like that combination, Radha Krishna, it's one entity, but they have the Buddha Visesha, there's two, but they're one entity. By mutual sweetness of qualities, the couple has attained sameness, sama, right? Mutual sweetness of qualities. So qualities are also sweet, so therefore they're sama. They're still individuals, but they become, you know, it's just like, let's say you're having a nice meal and everything is of the same quality and same kind of balance of flavors that they can match in a meal. But if you have something that doesn't match, it's outside the meal. Even though maybe that item on its own has matches and it goes together. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
To whom will the pastimes of his lotus feet not give pleasure? Through the bounteous river of sweet nectar which gives life to all jivas. Note 15. Radha and Krishna are expressed as one entity in the verse since they are bound together by similar qualities which are praised and seem to become one by their host of sweet qualities. This is the ornament called Sama in its highest form. Simultaneously, inherently, this object manifests itself svatasampadi prativastu pama sasyad Vyakyayor gamya samyayo eko pi dharmas samanyo yatra nirdishyate pritak. When in two sentences or descriptions a common attribute is expressed with implied similarity in a different way in each sentence, it is called prati vastupama. Sahityadarpana 10:49. Have you quoted this before? Somewhere else? Or was it in the Bharat Maharaj stuff?
Which I don't think so.
Oh, okay. This is seen in a series in this verse. Praise of a suitable object is by similarity is called sama, sahitya darpana. Vastu valan kritir vapi dvi dhara sambhavi svataha kave prav dokti siddhova tan. So now we'll get out the bushad. I told us that when you went out, he says, now we can get out the bushad. And she laughs, and then now when she goes out, he says, now we'll get it out when she goes. Vatan ni bhadhasya veti syat. The suggested sense of a word, dvandvi, is of two types, based on an object or an ornament. These two types may be inherent, svata sambhavi, established by the poet, or established by a character portrayed by the poet. This makes six types. object or an ornament. And then these two types may be inherent, established by the poet, or established by a character, portrayed by the poet. Shabdis ter vya jyamanas tu vast vastvalankara rupakaha arta shakyu bhavo vyankyo yati dvadasa bhedatam. These six types suggest either a fact or an ornament. Thus, there are 12 divisions of poetic suggestion, Dvandvi, 258. This is also. Okay, maybe you should put it there. 258, right? Not 258. 258.
Well,
here, the last one is 1049.
Oh.
Yeah, so it has to be a particular chapter, unless it's the same chapter. Well, maybe not, who knows. Krishna combined with Radha is his most astonishing manifestation, produced in Sri Vrindavan, which is also the most astonishing, intense manifestation of Krishna. Thus Shruti says, Radhaya Madhavo Devaha. Krishna shines brilliantly with Radha, Rik Parishishta. Aham Eva Param Rupam Nanyo janati kaschana janati radhika parta amshan archanti devata. I am the supreme form. No one knows this form. Radha knows this form. The devatas worship my amsas. Right, so he's the supreme form. No one knows. Radha knows. The devatas are worshiping his expansions. They don't even know this form. You know, but you say they worship his amshas, then they're worshiping something, but they don't know the form. Their eternal pastimes are described by Rupa Goswami. Vacha suchitra sarvari rati kala pragal biaya radhikam vidha kunchita lochanam virachanyan agre shakinam asau tadvaksho ruha chitra keli Makari panditya param gataha kaishoram safali karoti kalayan kunje viharam harihi. Krishna made Radha lower her eyes in shame by boldly describing the pastimes of the previous night in front of her friends. Taking that opportunity, he displayed his skill by expertly drawing frolicking makaras on her breasts. In this way, Krishna sported in the groves filled with his youthful years. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindha 2.1, 2.31. Thus, in four Sandarbhas, Sambandha has been explained. Footnote 16. These are Tattva Bhagavat Aparamatma and Krishna Sandarbhas. In that Sandarbha, the manifestation as Radha and Madhava is most attractive for the person establishing a relationship. Shruti says, Radhaya Madhava Deva. Madhava is always with Radha. For this purpose, I have displayed all these arranged verses. The Sambandha is complete, right? Because it's brought it up. Now you know Krishna and how Krishna with Radharani, what the jiva is, the relationships, the material energies, you know, you're splitting those very nicely. And it's all based on Shastra, so then the Achinta Veda Veda Tattva, so then it's all complete. Gaura Shyama Rucho Jvala Bhir Amalayar Akshnor Vilasot Saver Nityan Tibhir Asesha Madana Kala Vaidhagya Digdhat Mabhi Anyonya Pritaya Shudha Parimala Stomom Mada Bhivsada Radha Madhava Madhuri Bhir Abhitas Chittam Mama Kramyatam. Same like the six Goswamis verse. No? At all times may my heart be overcome by the sweetness of Radha and Madhava, by the pure, abundant movements of their dancing eyes, by their brilliant beauty of gold and black, completely anointed with countless clever skills of love, causing madness by the multitude of fragrance and nectar of each other. Here ends Krishna Sandarbha, the fourth among the Sandarbhas, which use Bhagavatam as their source, and which contain the expert instructions of Rupa and Sanatana Goswamis, most revered members of the Grand Assembly of all Vaishnavas. Probably put the most. Of all Vaishnavas, following the lotus feet of Lord Krishna Chaitanya Dev, who descended to distribute his worship in order to purify Kali Yuga. The Krishna Sandarbhas, the fourth of the Sandarbhas, which are the essence of all collections of verses. Summary of Krishna Sandarbha. In this Sandarbha, the position of Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Swayam Bhagavan, is confirmed. First, the author explained that all the avatars, such as the Purusha avatars, Guna avatars, Leela avatars, etc., that appear in the world are expansions or amsas of Krishna, and thus establishes his superintendence over them. Next, various scriptural statements are cited to conclusively prove that in each and every scripture, the supremacy of Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan, is stressed. Then Krishna's personal vyuha forms, the original chatta vyuha, were elaborated to emphasize the special position among all the expansions. It is followed by elaborating the omnipotence of Krishna's original two-headed form, in whose body all the incarnations and expansions exist simultaneously. Then the author detailed about the eternal and transcendental nature of the pastime places of Krishna, the Goloka planet, wherein Vrindavan, the eternal place of Krishna, is established as the pinnacle of the spiritual world. The special position of the associates of Krishna, such as the Yadavas and the cowherd members, is described next, wherein their similarity of Krishna in terms of their transcendental qualities and nature is indicated. After this, the inconceivable nature of the pastimes of Krishna are described, wherein the two features of his pastimes, prakat and aprakat, are elaborated, and the equality of the manifest and unmanifest pastimes is demonstrated. Hence, simultaneously in Dwarka, Mathura, and Vrindavan, one Kishore form called Krishna is the son of Vasudeva, and the son of Nanda remains eternally for pastimes which are invisible in the material world. Having elucidated on the name, form, qualities, and pastimes of Swayam Bhagavan, Krishna, the special position of his internal potency is next described. The queens of Dwarka's expansions of the internal potency is described first. Then the superior position of the super excellent gopis is confirmed. This is followed by enumeration of the names of different gopis and establishing the supreme quintessential position of Srimati Radharani. Thus the Sandarbha demonstrated the acme of all spiritual truths, the Sarup of Swayam Bhagavan. Detailing the special position of Krishna's two-handed form, his transcendental abode, his devotees, and his Sarup Shakti. Krishna. Oh, here we have Krishna and Radha. Okay, well, we finished the Krishna Sandarbha. Then we will start the.
When are we going to start?
I think on the 4th.
April?
Yes. Yeah, not on July. No, it's a good day. Okay, well, thank you for coming along on this journey. Hopefully we weren't too grumpy.
Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jai Shri Prabhupada ki jai.